Jared Gilchrist was surfing off the coast of Florida last August when he was attacked by a shark that took his leg. Jared is here with us in the studio to discuss his harrowing story this morning. Thanks for being with us, big guy.
Thanks. This is tight.
Yeah. Now, Jared, set it up for us. You were out there in the water on your surfboard.
Yeah, I was just paddling out, and the first thing I saw was this shark fin, like, 3 feet away.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was awesome. So I tried to grab its fin so I could, like, ride it around or something, but then it slammed my board, and I did this crazy flip thing right into the water.
What was going through your mind when you first realized that you were there with a shark all alone in open water?
It felt like a total badass.
But it wasn't over, was it?
No, it swam back over, and I tried to punch it in the face.
Oh, they say that if you punch a shark in the nose, it'll go away.
I just thought it'd be pretty funny, to, you know, punching a shark in the face. But it bit into my leg and started shaking it back and forth, and at that point I just felt, yes, this is sweet.
I can't imagine what it would have been like to see the teeth sinking into your leg like
that. It was sick. At one point, I just saw my leg just floating there in the water. It was awesome. And then once I got to shore, everyone started grabbing me, and they were trying to, like, throw me in this ambulance. And I was just like, watch your hands, pervs.
Okay, we're joined now via satellite by Dr. Brian Caddy, who treated Jared at the hospital. Dr. Caddy, what condition was Jared's leg in when you first saw him?
Good morning, Jim and Tracy. It was in pretty rough shape. The shark had scissored through the muscle, and it was all just, like, hanging off the bone. It was nuts.
Yeah, I kept touching it. It was slimy as hell.
Yeah, totally. It was insane.
Well, doctor, how do you deal with something like this?
Well, you know, you're never fully prepared for an injury this freaking cool. You know, we just tried to stop the blood loss, and we took a bunch of photos because it's hysterical to freak out the nurses with gnarly shit like this, so.
And then, Jared, they had to amputate your leg, isn't that right?
Yes, I wanted to stay awake for that part, but this one doctor was freaking out. He was like, we gotta put you under, we're gonna get in trouble. Dude needs to get some balls.
Yeah, I don't know what that guy was, his deal was. Sorry, Jay.
Well, Jared, we have a very special surprise for you here this morning. The Today Now team wanted to help you in your recovery by getting you this wicked prosthesis.
And now, if you ever get tired of showing off your awesome stump, you can put on this peg leg and hop around like some bad as hell pirate.
Wow, this is nasty.
That is nice.
Jared, Dr. Caddy, thanks for being with us.